Yeah, and one of those things are...
Pumpkins on the wagon.
Okay, now we already went into that about milking and everything. Mm-hmm. Now let's see. Oh yeah, you got to talk about different kinds of those.
You mean sausage,
uh-huh.
Wieners, hot sausage. Probably is that's all.
Is that like brown swag or something?
No, I don't know enough about the different kinds of sausage to say.
Well, really, that's more of a German specialty, don't mm-hmm. you think? And now in this section, I don't imagine it's a particular big thing. It's not a big foreign element. I notice up in New York, you know, in the little delicatessens and little weird shops and so forth, they have all this stuff hanging down and everything, and I wonder who would eat that.
They do in the European markets, and of course they eat a lot of sausage in Germany.
Well, you think that was just...
And they serve it for breakfast. They will bring you a hard roll and slices of cheese and sausage. And you're to slice the roll and put in a slice of cheese and a slice of sausage.
Eat it dry.
And eat it dry.
Oh, brother.
I did that one morning.
I thought that you didn't have to do that.
And went back to orange juice, toast, and roll.
Oh, I just... Now talk about that.
That was the most breakfast I have ever had.
Ann said the thing that bothered her the most was, let me see. There was one particular soup. She said the soup morning, noon, night. She said they had soup. It seemed like every time she went to eat, they had soup.
No, I had some soup, and it was very good.
Well, I didn't like soup. And she said it looked like every time she turned around, they were having some soup, some kind of different kind of weird soup. She said potato soup and so on.
Yeah, I didn't have that much. One time we had very good onion soup.
Well, they probably had not as big a variety. Mm-hmm. Everybody would be traveling on their own because they were with this group, but I thought, poor child, didn't... Now, we're supposed to talk about...
Eggs, poached eggs.
And what's on either side?
A bacon.
Yeah. Now, do you just call it plain bacon or breakfast bacon or...
I would say bacon. Now, I know people of my same generation would call it breakfast bacon.
Mm-hmm. And I call it breakfast bacon.
And some people cook rashers of bacon.
Yeah, I've heard that. I think
that's an imported term, really.
I think so, too.
Side meat you cook with.
Yeah, of course. Now, whenever you say bacon to Frances, she thinks that means, you know, streaking. Not me though. In fact, she likes streaking fried. She's crazy about it, and she likes biscuit and.
And you mean in a batter?
I don't know how she does it, but anyhow, I guess maybe it is in a batter. She wants some good old fried meat. And this is talking about streaking bacon.
Mm-hmm.
And biscuit and syrup. And she
That's
means...
good eating.
Well, she thinks it's just delicious. And sometimes in the middle of the night, she and her husband, he's dead now, but they used to get up and she'd cook biscuit and... I told her, that's really bad of high blood pressure.
And you know, you would stick your finger down into the biscuit and make a hole and pour the syrup in. And
of course, I might like that. I don't know. But I don't like that fried meat. Oh, gross.
There are actually oats. You know, serves every Thursday what they call sawmill chicken, which is side meat dipped in batter and fried.
I declare. Well, that's probably what
And they must have people who like it because they have it every Thursday.
Yeah, so that's just a specialty of the house, so mm-hmm. to speak. I think, let's see.
Cheese?
Yeah, we're supposed to talk about the different kinds of cheese. Now, would you talk about the cheese specialties, you know?
It would be cottage cheese and cream cheese and cheese dip.
Yeah.
Swiss cheese, rat cheese. What other word did they use for old?
Well, let me see.
I guess it's rat cheese.
Yeah, rat cheese. That's what I've always
mm-hmm.
heard.
And now she's churning a butter. She looks like she's having a rather hard time with it, too.